To all my friends and loved ones, love from me, useful perspective. If the world were a village of 100 people, if we could shrink the Earth's population to a village of precisely 100 people, with all the existing human ratios remaining the same, it would look something like the following. There would be 57 Asians, 21 Europeans, 14 from the Western Hemisphere, both North and South, 8 Africans, 52 would be female, 48 would be male. Seventy would be non-white, 30 would be white. 70 would be non-Christian, 30 would be Christian. 89 would be heterosexual, 11 would be homosexual. 6 people would possess 59% of the entire world's wealth, and all 6 would be from the United States. 80 would live in substandard housing. 70 would be unable to read. 50 would suffer from malnutrition. 1 would be near death. 1 would be near birth. 1, yes, only 1, would have a college education. 1 would own a computer. 1 considers our world from such a compressed perspective, the need for acceptance, understanding, and education becomes glaringly apparent. The following is also something to ponder. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million who will not survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 500 million people in the world. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of this world. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, and spare change in dish someplace, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealth. If your parents are still alive and still married, you are very rare, even in the United States and Canada. Someone once said, "What goes around comes around." So, work like you don't need the money. Love like you've never been hurt. Dance like nobody's watching. Sing like nobody's listening. Live like it's heaven on earth.